thanks for leading me on, but this time I'm gonna be strong. Although your disinterest kinda came as a surprise, cause you could see the sin and the sadness and taste the gin and the madness on my lips and in my eyes. Well,
hey, this is Pirate RC. I'm at the House of Blues in San Diego with Jay Brennan. How you doing?
I'm okay, how are you?
Good.
But it takes two to start a string along song, and only one to make it end.
Okay. So it's been kind of a rough start here.
Yeah,
in San Diego.
Everything's a little... It's a bad day at House of Blues. I think everything broke down all at the same time, so we're going to figure it out. It'll be old-fashioned campfire stuff tonight.
Which is cool. So yeah. You're doing completely acoustic tonight, and you were planning to do that, by the way, right?
Yeah, that was the plan. Well, hopefully I can do that at least, you know? Yeah. I usually just do me and guitar. That's kind of what I do.
Is New York the first place you actually started just kind of taking your guitar out and playing?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in New York for like 5 years, and I guess I've been playing shows there maybe for 3 or 4 years. And I started by going to open mics, like you said. And eventually, like, you know, every time I went, I kind of was taking emails from people, you know, saying if maybe someday I'll get to play a full show, and if you give me your email address, I could tell you about it, or that kind of thing. So I built a mailing list from the beginning, and then eventually, you know, people who go to open mics sometimes also book shows at the same venues, so I started getting offered some shows. And actually, a friend of mine let me play one of my songs during his show at a bar.
Cool.
And so that's where I got my very first full set. They offered me a show after they heard that, so.
That's great.
Yeah.
People are singing along at your shows. I mean, I've seen, you know, the videos online, and you post a lot, so we'll talk about that. But
yeah.
What's that like for you? Is that pretty cool?
When people sing along?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, it's a little bit hard to believe for me that I've even written songs, mm-hmm. and then I'm getting to play them literally, like, all over the world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's crazy to show up in a place you've never been before. And sometimes where they speak a different language, you know what I mean? I've gotten to play in Europe and in Australia, which speaks English, but still, you know, it's really far. So
yeah.
Africa, South America, I played in Israel. So it's weird to show up in these places you never even thought you'd get to go to and have people, A, show up, and B, sometimes sing along or request the songs by name. Or it's kind of surreal. It's cool.
So is there any language that you, other than English, that you actually speak, or do you just...
No, I just learn, like, random nursery rhymes and stuff in other languages. I know, I grew up in Canada for 5.5 years, so I took French in elementary school, but I forgot everything.
Right.
And I'm from Texas, so I took several years of Spanish, but, you know, you don't use it, so you forget it. I'm certainly not, I don't speak any other languages, no. I wish I did.
Yeah, it's cool, though, that you at least, you know...
Yeah, if I don't learn at least one other language before I die, I will consider myself a failure of a human being. I already do a little bit, but it'll be even worse then.
You'll just be more self-deprecating.
Exactly, when I'm dead.
So, as far as your blogging and your posting online, you do that quite a bit, actually, and you can tell it's you doing it, not some, you know, like, intern kid,
right.
you know, typing. And do you think, do you enjoy just writing, like, outside of songwriting? Is that something you like doing? And...
I do. It's not like, I don't consider myself a writer by any means. It's not like, I'm interested in language, not just foreign language, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even the English language. Like, my day job that I sort of still technically have is proofreading legal documents. And I don't know, I've never even went to college or anything, but I just always have been sort of good at that or interested
right.
in it in some weird way, you know, like there's just something about grammar and punctuation and language and words and communicating ideas effectively and accurately and that kind of thing that's always just sort of, I don't know, been like a thing I've sort of gravitated towards. So I like composing things, but I'm not working on a book or a play
right.
or anything, and I don't think I have the attention span either. That's
yeah,
a big reason why
right.
I do songs, is because they're short. And,
they're shorter, like
yeah.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, well, I know for me, and I consider myself similar with words and language and
yeah.
stuff. How does, like, as far as IMing and stuff like that, does it drive you nuts, like, when you see people just spell things wrong, but almost, like, intentionally and stuff, and or just they really don't know how to spell? Does any of that stuff get to you?
What
or
do you mean
just, like,
intentionally? Like, when people use you are for your?
Yes.
Or, I do that.
But, like... Okay, so when they do that in, like, so you have IMing, right? So when right. they do that in email then later on.
Right.
Like, or is that cool?
Well, I do that.
You do that all the
yeah,
time?
Yeah, like, even though I know how to do everything correctly, I'm like, I'm from the internet age, you know
yeah,
what I mean? That's
yeah.
like, so my sort of demographic, or I am that demographic or whatever. So I do all that, like, internet shorthand and emoticons, and, like, I never use capital letters, and it's just, it's kind of like a style, I see it as a stylistic thing, as opposed to, like, an ignorance thing.
And it hasn't impacted your proofreading, so that's good.
But no, yeah, I know the proper rules. I like to not use them.
Yeah, my biggest rebellion lately has been just my name in all lowercase, and I think I'm being...
You're being a rebel?
Yes.
I do the same thing, yeah.
So, your songs, and I think probably what draws people to you are just the lyrics. I mean, and you have your voice, which is great, and it's different. And then you have, you know, you're playing guitar and the singer-songwriter thing, but I think your lyrics are kind of hit different people in different ways. You have Housewife, which is kind of almost humorous in a way, because people, you know, just because you're saying you want to be a housewife,
right.
but then also I think people are really drawn to that.
I want to be a housewife, yeah. That's just where I'm at. I wanna have his baby. I wanna wear his ring. He drives me fucking crazy. I am his everything. I wanna be a housewife.
Find like it easy to kind of tell those kind of stories, really, either if they're autobiographical or not, just in lyrics, or
I don't find it easy. I mean, writing songs does not come easy to me, because, well, first, I don't really know how to play guitar, so I kind of have to, like, come up with something on guitar somehow without having any technical knowledge of it. And then I really don't have a very long attention span. Like, I have a hard time focusing and being productive and stuff, you know, so writing songs can take me a while. It's definitely a challenge, but I wouldn't say that it's easy, but I just kind of do it because I need to, I guess. It's like a way for me to have a voice, or all those things that have been racing around in my head for years. Like, it's a way for me to sort of get them out of myself. It's almost like suicide prevention or therapy
yeah.
or something, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's sort of just this expressive thing that I do because I feel like I have to, or I don't know what else to do, you know? That's why everything's really personal, and I just try to write sort of as honestly and accurately to whatever I'm trying to say, you know? That's
mm-hmm.
when I feel like I've succeeded at writing a song, is when I said what I wanted to say, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, Can't Have It All is really, I think, just one of the most touching songs your album, for sure.
Thank you.
And was it one thing that kind of brought you to write that, or did you just kind of have an elongated moment of kind of despair?
My entire life is one elongated moment of despair. I don't know. I mean, that song's kind of, people always say, I haven't dated anyone in 7 years, right?
Okay.
And whenever I tell people that I have a really hard time finding someone to date, or, you know, to take interest in romantically or whatever, people always say, oh, well, it's so hard in cities like New York and LA, and, you know, I always have kind of wondered if that's really true, because I kind of feel like people are the same everywhere. Like, no matter where you go, people are either boring or they're completely, like, flaky, self-absorbed assholes. You know what I mean? Can I say assholes on your podcast?
You can.
Okay.
Yeah. Please do.
Okay.
Please do.
So I kind of thought, well, it doesn't matter where you live, you know, but it's hard to have a relationship anywhere, you know,
mm-hmm.
as a human being. But then, I don't know, part of me thinks, well, maybe they are right in a way. I mean, is that... That's what the question of the song is. I don't
right.
know what the answer is. But it's like, well, do you choose between, like, staying in small-town Oklahoma where there's nothing to do but have relationships?
Yeah.
Or do you go somewhere like New York to pursue, like, your own life and your own dream and a career? But maybe are you sacrificing that because people just have so many options and other things to focus on in places
yeah.
like New York?
Do you want a lover or do you want a life? One end or the other, the butter or the bread knife. Do you choose winter, spring, summer, or fall? It's driving me crazy that I can't have it all.
That's a good question, really, because, yeah. I mean, there are so many dating websites, and there are so many, like, even, you know, Craigslist is, like, one end of it, I guess, you know, where
right.
people are just, it's not really dating, I don't think.
Right,
then,
not usually.
Yeah. And then you have the whole, you know, just all of the other websites that are just asking for a ton of money, and there's
right.
supposedly all these people
they're
looking
so
for
expensive.
Something.
I've tried yeah. them all. I've tried the free trials on all of them. But it doesn't really get me anywhere.
No, and they lie anyway. They have 7 days free, and then you have to really buy 3 months
yeah.
and get 7 days. Forget it. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Did you... You did theater, and you actually... You were in Short Bus. And is that something you are interested in pursuing, or, in, you know, like, just continuing to pursue acting in addition to the music, or are you going to try to eventually... I guess your attention span kind of... causes difficulty with that, but is there something you want to pursue more
no,
than another?
I definitely want to do both, and I definitely want to do more acting stuff. I focus more on the music because it's easier to do on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with film and TV and that kind of thing, they're just more collaborative by nature, so
yeah.
you have to have, like, a director and a producer and a casting director and sometimes a studio, and, you know, all these people have to sort of buy into you and believe that you have something to offer and hire you for a job. You know, even just for the creative aspect,
yeah.
like, obviously in music you need people to sort of help you as well in order to make a career out of music, but in creative terms, I can write a song in the middle of the night in my apartment and put it up on the internet for however many people to see, and
yeah.
so I've kind of focused on that because it's just been, it's a little bit easier to do on your own. And then as the music has picked up, you know, I found an agent who was interested in sending me out for stuff and everything, but I've been really busy. I've been touring
right.
and traveling since, like, June, so I haven't been in town to do auditions. And I live in New York, and I don't want to do theater, and New York is very, like, Broadway-focused.
Yeah.
I'm not really into musicals and stuff, so kind of in the wrong city for film. And, you know, it's
yeah.
it's been complicated, but I definitely do want to do both.
Do both. So I had a question, too, with your lyrics. Like, did you shop your CD around a lot, or how did it work for you, I guess? And then with your lyrics, I mean, a lot of songs, and up until now anyway, I think the industry's been very, like, a guy sings about her.
Right.
And, you know, a girl sings about him. Did anyone ever try to get you to change anything, or has it just been, this is my CD, take it or leave it kind of thing?
No, I can't say anyone's... I mean, sure, like, your whole life, or when you're first starting or stuff, people are always like, oh, you can't, not even just pronouns, but even things like, I say fuck a lot and stuff, you
yeah.
know, and it's
yeah.
like, oh, you can't say that on the radio, and my, I just, like, I don't write songs to be on the radio, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sure, I'd like for my stuff to be on the radio, and I'd like to make the money that comes along with being on the radio and that kind of thing, but
yeah.
it's like, I just say what I want to say, and I've tried really hard not to censor that or filter it because what people say you can or can't do, you know, and
yeah.
that's kind of the way my entire life has been. I've never been able to really follow what it is that everyone around me wants to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never did what the religious people wanted me to do that I was raised around. I still don't do what really the gay, quote-unquote, community wants me
mm-hmm.
to do as a gay person, quote-unquote, you know what
right.
I mean? Like, I've never really done what anyone wanted, you know? So it's kind of, it's just an extension of my personality. I just want to say what I want to say and do what I want to do and not really let other people inform that or say what you can and can't do with your life and how you can or can't do it,
yeah.
you know? So I've never thought about it. I just thought, I just do what feels right.
It's cool, though.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not comfortable with anything else, but I will say it definitely makes life difficult. You know, everything's
mm-hmm.
a challenge that way.
Yeah.
Swimming upstream all the time.
Yeah. Well, did you, you have the parental advisory logo.
Yeah.
Which is, it's kind of, I don't know, to me it's almost, I would say ironic, that's probably not the right word. But it's just kind of funny because you have this really peaceful sounding.
No, I know.
CD,
and it's like explicit.
And then you have this parental, yeah. So how did that process work?
That
did you have to, like, go and submit your CD somewhere? Or
well, my management company is sort of, they have a record label and stuff, so I've been able to use them and their resources and their partners and stuff to release the record around the world. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
in stores in some countries, not in North America, but just like going on iTunes and stuff, there's certain rules you have to
yeah.
sort of be subject to, and I think if there's like one fuck on your album or anything, you just have to say that it's explicit or whatever, which I'm fine. I mean, to me, that's like the coolness tattoo.
It kind of is, yeah.
You know? It's like, if you don't have an explicit lyrics parental advisory, then you're like a nerd, you know?
So what non-nerds are you listening to?
What
right
non-nerds?
Now, actually? Yeah, like what are you listening to?
I like female singer-songwriter kind of stuff. Like female folk 90s kind of thing. You know, like Lisa Loeb, Ani DiFranco, Tori Amos, Bjork, and Regina Spektor, and Miko, do you know her? M-E-I-K-O.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Her album is one of my favorites to come out in a long time. I like angry, sad women, you know?
Yeah. It's... Well, they're
the Cranberries have always been like one of my favorites. Dolores O'Riordan's like my hero.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then, do you have any influences from way back at all, or do you feel like it's more 90s forward kind of?
Not from way back, really. I wasn't exposed to much other than what I heard on the radio when I was in junior high and high school, because I was raised like very religiously. I'm from Texas, and so it's like, I always heard church music and like contemporary Christian and everything. So my parents don't listen to oldies or classic rock, or I think that's how a lot of people are exposed to things that happened kind of before their time or when they're really young.
Right.
And I wasn't. So it's kind of like, I think it's just because that's what was on the radio during my developmental years, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because I know like a lot of people, they end up whatever their parents listen to.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the first CD was that you just bought for yourself that you went out and I have to have this?
I can't remember. I have no idea. I know the first time I bought a tape, it was like, I think that was like a 60s Beach Blanket Biggies or something. Or no, maybe it was like, I forget, but I feel like it was like hits from the 60s. But that was before, I mean, that was when like your allowance and you had saved up to like $6 and you could buy a tape, so you just picked one. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't about like the music or anything. It was about spending money like a grown-up or something, you know.
Yeah,
I was probably like 6 or 8, I don't know, but I can't remember the first CD.
And do you remember what show?
It's probably country music, actually.
Probably, were you living
in
Texas?
I went through a lot of phases,
yeah.
I had a country music phase, and a Christian music phase, and a hip-hop phase, and a dance phase, and...
Do you remember the first show you went to, or one of the first concerts you went to?
My first concert ever was Alanis Morissette in Houston, Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was
after her
here.
Second CD.
Okay, cool. Did you listen to her new one at all?
Her latest?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I haven't heard it.
It's pretty good.
I've heard it's really good,
yeah.
I mean, to me, Jagged Little Pill is one of the top five albums ever. It's just, I mean, that album
is amazing. That had to be one of those really honest albums, too.
Yeah, and it was just the right moment in time for her, and it was a great album, and I mean, every single song on that is like a number one hit, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So...
For sure.
You said you wanted me to be your girlfriend. That took about 1 week to come to an abrupt end. I know you hate me. I'm a perceptive guy. I'm also aware enough not to want.